Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morning, 8:49 here on a Thursday. Now, three big things.
Three.
Day nine of local stay-home orders. Sedgwick County virus cases at 64, 501 across the state of Kansas.
Two.
Wichita City Council issues temporary ban on activity at playgrounds and public restrooms.
One.
More states taking tougher action as the pandemic numbers rise. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning here in the Wichita area, that low end of the gasoline prices, still around 154 a gallon in Wichita. I did spot a little bit better, 153 near 21st Street North and 127th Street East. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy and breezy with a 30% chance for rain today and a high of 70 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 37. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler, 40% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 45. Now partly cloudy, south wind gushing to 30 miles per hour and 58 degrees. Another down day on Wall Street Wednesday.
Broad sell-off at the start of the new month and quarter. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 ending near session lows, all losing 4.4%. Investors fearing the coronavirus will shut the economy longer than expected, keeping consumers at home. Auto sales plummeting in March. General Motors reporting a 7% decline in first quarter sales. Nissan, a 30% drop. Macy's got kicked out of the S&P 500. Home Depot closing more stores early. But as people shop for essentials, Walmart is hiring at a rate of about 5,000 people a day. In New York, I'm Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
Nissan is recalling more than a quarter million SUVs, trucks, and vans worldwide to replace potentially dangerous Takata airbag inflators. Vehicles have airbags with volatile ammonium nitrate that can explode with too much force and hurl shrapnel, but they have a moisture-absorbing chemical that was supposed to make them safe. Nissan recall covers a number of vans and passenger cars. And, of course, if you have a Nissan, your dealer will let you know about that. 8:52 now, Steve and Ted, and leaders at Spirit AeroSystems say they are taking a pay cut. The company says it is an effort to cut costs as it deals with the fallout from the coronavirus. The company's board has approved a 10% salary reduction for Spirit's top five executives, including CEO Tom Gentile. The cuts will stay in place until the board decides to make a change. We told you about the leaky tankers from Boeing earlier, gas lines leaking. Boeing says it is taking fast action to solve the problem. Company has found 16 tankers that need fuel system repairs and that fixes have been made on seven of them. The tanker has had $3 billion in cost overruns on the KC-46A tanker program. Wichita's McConnell Air Force Base is the forward operating base for the tanker. And Wichita business owner is working to help solve the national shortage of protective masks for healthcare workers and first responders. Stella Hankins of Bella Bonita Design says the effort also brings a sense of normalcy to women fighting addiction. Hankins has put together a group of women in recovery and nearly 1,000 supporters to sew the masks. So far, they have made around 600. How about that? That's business news from the Wichita Business Journal and Bill Roy this morning. It's 8:53. Just a quick program note coming up on Glenn Beck at 9 o'clock this morning, discussing a 9/11 style commission on the virus response. We had a news story about that earlier today, that there might be a bipartisan effort going on in the Congress to have some hearings, to take a look at what happened here, and what can we learn from this, if anything. I think we're learning that no person is an island. You're not by yourself, that there are other people out there. It's like the old Wonderful Life. Each man's life touches another.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so many ways that we don't even realize.
Seeing a lot of stuff on Facebook from friends who are saying, you know, here's something, here's some new information, here's this and that. I mean, it's usually something that, you know, it's not earth-shaking, but just getting out there and through media touching each other in a way and our hearts and our minds, keep the spirits up.
Yep, we're trying. Going.
And, I take a lot of pride, a lot of solace in my wife and my kids, my grandkids, and they're all doing well, and your family's doing well, too, and Jad's doing good, too. So, you know, there are things to be happy about. Coming up this weekend, and I'll have more on this tomorrow, but coming up this weekend, Pat Hanrahan is our guest on the Issues Show from the United Way of the Plains. He is going to had planned to retire in June. I guess he still will, but here he is at the end of his career, 35 years here in Wichita. And this thing comes up, and we're going to talk about a challenge like this coming up in the twilight of one's career. He had some great information about that 211 number.
I'll bet, yeah.
That 211 number they have, a one-stop for everything, that is really, really super. And he's going to talk about that.
That's the number they're telling people to call if
right.
they think they have symptoms.
And
that's the first phone call they're telling people to make.
And he told me that they've been averaging a call a minute.
Yeah.
So they've got people in there, got phone banks going 24/7, and there's another example of people out there on the front line trying to make this make this all a little bit easier to go through. All right, so we'll be back tomorrow morning. Ted and I are planning to do a show tomorrow, aren't we? I think we got Secret Sound tomorrow.
I've got it on
Jad.
My calendar.
Jad's going to come up with a Secret Sound, and you could win some pizza. We're going to have a good day on a Friday, and looking forward to the weekend coming up, and then a great morning on Steve and Ted. President Trump praises healthcare workers during the pandemic. That's one of the stories we're coming up at 9 o'clock, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted. Going to have a day with some breezy day, maybe some more rain in the forecast, about 70 degrees, and then cooling off quite a bit tomorrow. Right now, partly cloudy and 58 degrees.
Do you want to learn to speak?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.